This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study found that regions of Italy exposed to Silvio Berlusconi's broadcasting, similar to Fox, remained likelier to vote for populist politicians for two decades. Researchers found that older voters were more biased and younger voters grew up stupider and less politically engaged. Case Farms chicken plants are among the most dangerous in America. In 2015 alone, federal workplace safety inspectors fined the company nearly $2 million, and in the past 7 years, it's been cited for 240 violations. Psychiatrists at Duke in 2006 asserted that more than half of the U.S. presidents they studied had suffered a mental illness at one time or another. 90% of those who rely on federal rental assistance are seniors, people with disabilities, veterans, and working poor people with children. Chinese people took an estimated 500,000 trips out of the country for medical treatment last year, a five-fold increase from the previous year. Egypt's president, Sisi, has enacted a new law with additional restrictions on aid groups, leading many to believe they will have to close. The Green Party, in a first in British Columbia, has joined with the New Democrats to form the government in the province, although there will be a lot of political developments before that happens. The White House, in reviewing an interim final rule that would relax the requirement that many religious employers provide birth control, likely triggering a legal battle with women's rights groups. New estimates by the Tax Policy Center find that an astonishing 77% of the proposed Trump tax cut would go to the top 1% of income earners, who would see an increase in after-tax income of about 5% or $76,000 on average. A survey by the journal JAMA Internal Medicine found that nearly 80% of providers surveyed believed that patients would refuse to disclose their sexual orientation. By contrast, only 10% of patients in a randomized survey said they would refuse, and those who declined were more likely to say they were bisexual. Credit scores for U.S. consumers reached a record high this spring, while the share of Americans deemed to be some of the riskiest borrowers hit a record low. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.